listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
And good morning. This is Nancy Polacek, and you're listening to a monthly radio show called Reflecting Christ's Light. This is part of the Strategic Pastoral Plan. It's a five-year plan that the Archdiocese has put into place so that we can engage the parishes into growing and strengthening for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And in Reflecting Christ's Light, the radio show, we have people on once a month who are really reflecting Christ's light out into the world. So today, it is my pleasure to have with me a teenager. And this is going to be a challenge for me because Chris has a distinctive last name. So this is Chris Gumiena. I was close on that, was I?
Yeah, very close.
Why don't you say your last name for us, Chris?
Chris Gumiena.
Gumiena. And Chris is part of a very, in a way, elite group of teenagers here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. He is part of the Archdiocesan Pastoral Youth Council. Chris, how long have you been on the APYC?
I've been on the APYC for about 3 years now.
Okay, so for 3 years, you've gotten a good taste of what's going on with the young people in the Archdiocese, and you're young yourself. What, you go to high school?
Yes, I go to Jones College Prep. I'm a senior.
You're a senior this year, uh-huh. And do you have already plans for college for next year?
Yeah, I already picked out some colleges and started applying to them.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. And what parish do you belong to, Chris?
Five Holy Martyrs.
Okay. And so that's in the southern part of the Archdiocese of Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah, in Vicariate 5. The reason that I ask is because you are a representative from Vicariate 5, along with how many other teenagers?
Quite a few.
Yeah,
two.
But there's two other ones in Vicariate 5. So there's three of you in 5. And then there's three teenagers in all of the other vicariates. So I heard that there's about 20 of you all together. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Yeah. And each year you have a question that the cardinal asks you to look into. We're going to get into that a little bit later on, what exactly an APYC member does. But I think we need to get to know you a little bit. So you've been on the council for 3 years, but you have a special role. It's not just Vicariate 5. You are the Polish representative?
Yes.
So how does that work? Have you gone to Polish school?
Yes, I graduated last year from Polish school.
Uh-huh.
And right now, I'm just saying when I go to college, I might take some other Polish literature classes.
I see. So so kids at what age go to Polish school?
Polish school starts around the first grade.
Oh.
And it goes up to junior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I graduated just 3 months ago, almost.
And it's not part of your regular schooling, high school. So when do you go? When are classes?
No, so I go at the end of the week on Fridays, or used to, and about 4 hours once a week.
4 hours once a week. And does that help you hold on to the language of your culture?
Yes, we learn about culture, history, language.
Uh-huh.
Almost everything that we learned in high school with different languages.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's very interesting. And how many teenagers are part of Polish school?
There are quite a few. Every year, it might be around like 30.
So there could be a couple hundred for the whole range of high school.
Yes.
And that's just one school. Is there more than one Polish school?
There is. Mm-hmm. In different areas, different neighborhoods.
And do you do some fun stuff too, or is it only classes?
There are classes, but we also go on field trips to maybe a Polish museum or some other Polish events.
Well, that sounds great. And so how do you see your role in APYC a little differently? Because you're not just representing like one geographic area of the Archdiocese. You're representing a whole culture of people.
Yes. So I go to Polish Mass every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So I interact with other Polish people and I can get their opinions, or whenever my parents talk with their friends, I can get some more opinions. And
then all of that you bring back to the APYC meetings.
Yes.
Okay. And so how often does this group meet?
The group meets about once every 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except our APYC leaders all meet every month, because in between our meetings, there's also another meeting with the cardinal that they have to attend.
Mm-hmm. So the Archdiocesan Pastoral Youth Council is made up of these 20 or so teenagers that are represented from the whole geographic area of the Archdiocese, but there are a couple of adults who help out with this. And today, we're really lucky to have Maria Perez Aracy, but nobody knows her by that name. Everybody knows her by Cookie. So good morning, Cookie.
Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming here. You've got a big job trying to keep these 20 teenagers that are part of the Archdiocesan Pastoral Youth Council all engaged and focused.
Well, I get help. There's my moderator, my partner, Joanne Walzinski, and I kind of monitor the 21 of them, actually, and then there's the two delegates. So we make sure that all the legal stuff, the permission forms are set, they have food for their meetings. But really, Nancy, they conduct their own meeting. I mean, we're just kind of like the adults in the background, trying to encourage them to give them different opportunities for them to engage with their peers. But they pretty much run the show. We're kind of like the backbone of the group there.
So a guide or a facilitator, but not necessarily the directors of the meeting.
Right. Yeah. We kind of are in the background making sure that they, have communicated to their peers the meeting dates, that the agenda is set, that the cardinal's issues are on the table, and they kind of formulate themselves ways of expanding out to their peers beyond their community for, trying to kind of dissect the question and get as many voices as possible from the grassroots to.
Well, so you've been involved in this for 10 or more years?
More years, yes. We'll just say 10 plus. How's that?
Okay. So you've seen young people come and go, and you've seen Chris for the last couple of years. What kind of characteristics do you see in Chris that make him a really good APYC member?
I think that Chris takes on the leadership where he comes and emails me or texts or communicates with me. Was there a meeting they missed, or was I supposed to be there? And he, is constantly trying to find out where he can use his leadership opportunities in the APYC. So he's always ready to jump in.
Yeah. Does that sound like you, Chris?
Yeah, very much.
So you're a take charge kind of guy, huh?
Yeah, I would say so.
And has this year been exciting for you? I know it's just really beginning, so you haven't jumped into any real depth in any of the questions or the issues yet, have you?
No, we just had our first meeting. We're just getting to know everybody, lots of new faces on the youth council, so we're just like trying to get familiar with everybody.
You know, that makes me think that you've been on for 3 years, but the other 20 members or so have not. So every year you have somebody new that you have to get to know and trust so that you can have really good discussions. And then when you're gone next year, somebody will take your place. So how long does it take to get comfortable with, you know, people from all over the Archdiocese?
I would say first meeting might be a bit unfamiliar, yeah. Strange, but after the second, third meeting, you're pretty comfortable with everybody.
Well, that's great. And so then you really do get into the issues of whatever the year is, whatever the cardinal has given to you.
Yes.
Well, I am really interested to find out what the cardinal has asked this year, what he might have asked in the past years. So we're going to hold that until we come back from a break, and then we're going to delve into what are the issues that the Youth Council has been working with this year. So stay tuned.
Each night, thousands of families face homelessness in Chicago. Those families aren't just statistics. They're your neighbors, your friends. They could even be part of your own family.
I had lost my job, so I wasn't working, and I had run out of all my savings, so I ended up losing my apartment. And I went to stay with my sister, but she's got this small little itty-bitty condo, so we were all sleeping on the floor. So I started calling around for the housings and everything, and they told me to call Catholic Charities, and it just happened when I got through, Joanne answered the phone, and she goes, "You know, you got me just at the right time. We're actually doing interviews right now. You want to come in?" And she gave me the whole rundown of everything and how the program works and everything. She goes, "Is this something you can do?" And I looked at her and said, "You're offering me a roof over my head, something more than I've got right now, and I'm willing to do anything to keep that roof over my head."
Catholic Charities of Chicago is there to provide a helping hand to the homeless. Find out how to help us help the most needy. Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Hi, welcome back. This is Nancy Palachuk on this Wednesday morning, and we are talking about ways that people in the Archdiocese of Chicago reflect Christ's light. I have two guests with me today. One is Chris Gumienya. I can't say your last name very well, but I tried. And we have Cookie. That's an easy one to say. And Chris and Cookie are here today because we're talking about the youth. This is the year for teens and young adults in the Archdiocese. And our listeners may not know this, but for many years, over 20 years, there has been a way that the Cardinal has connected with the young people. And sometimes, some years, it's a little bit more structured than others. But now we have this organization called the APYC, the Archdiocesan Pastoral Youth Council. And there's about 20 young people that deal with some of the issues that the Cardinal sees as a concern. Chris, we started to say that there is a particular question for this year, and I'm going to have you tell us what that issue is that the Cardinal has asked the APYC to look into.
The question the Cardinal has asked was, what are the specific things that parishes can do to help mainly youth people recognize that attending Sunday Mass will make a difference in their lives?
So that young people can express why Sunday Mass should make a difference in their lives, or we can help them understand that. So now, what will you do with that question? Where will you go and who will you ask?
So I will just ask my parents or their friends that go to church every Sunday. I meet with them every Sunday, so I would just ask them what they think that would be helpful in getting teens to go to Mass and mm-hmm. helping them understand.
And so you start with people that you know, and that's family and the people that attend. Now, you said you attend a Polish Mass. So do you think you would get a different response from people there than if you went to an English Mass?
For the most part, I think it would be similar, but again, a Polish community, so they might have different ideas than mm-hmm. any other nationality. Mm-hmm. So I feel their responses might be slightly different mm-hmm. than any other parish.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're a representative from the Polish community, so that's, of course, where you're going to focus on. Do you have a youth group in your parish, or when you go to Polish school, would you ask these questions there to see what kind of responses you would get back from particularly the young people?
Yeah, so I would ask possibly some of my Polish friends what they think, but my church doesn't have a youth group exactly, so... Mm-hmm. I can't really ask any other youth.
Mm-hmm. But the teens that go to Polish school would be representative from probably many parishes, right? Because they don't
yes.
just come from one place. So you'd get a really interesting answer from those teens, I would think.
Yeah, so in Polish school, since everybody goes to different neighborhoods, regions, uh-huh. I would get a couple different responses.
Yeah. And then, Cookie, So Chris and two other representatives are there from the Polish community, but we talked about having about 18 others from all around the Archdiocese. Where might they go to hear the answers to this question?
They're probably going to formulate the question and ask their peers within their youth ministry if they have one. Mm-hmm. And if not, they would probably reach out to their high schools. And also the internet technology is really, really so good. So the two delegates actually have set up their own Facebook where they could kind of, with their peers in the group, you know, could kind of communicate this particular question. So that would be another extended way. Some of them have also reached out to other youth ministry outside of their own community with other their friends. You know, so three come, you know, that those three carry, you know, another 10, 20 friends. Mm-hmm. So they pass it on to those 10, 20, and then it expands to 40, 50. So you can see how that question kind of goes beyond themselves, and then it comes back to the group the next time they meet.
So the question is, why does attending Mass as a teenager, or how maybe attending Mass as a teenager influences you in the rest of your life? And so you get all of this information from the young people, from the adults, and then the APYC members bring it to the group, and do they just add to the stories or the comments all year long? And then how does that get back to the Cardinal? Cookie, you've been around for quite a few years in APYC. We said 10 plus. You wouldn't tell me exactly how many.
No. What they'll do is they'll come together as a group, and then if people have had like double answers, they're kind of flush them out. Mm-hmm. So when the two delegates will kind of summarize it and bring it to the Cardinal and to the bigger committee, and then they will talk about it there. And the idea is so that other parishes could find ways of, you know, making the Mass and reaching out more and making more appealing to young people, and they would hear it directly from the young people, because this is coming from them, mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. they see, not what the adult sees, but what they see and the information that they've gathered. Mm-hmm. So that's how they would bring it out.
Well, I just think that that's a perfect question to ask, because yes, this year is the year for teens and young adults, but next year there is supposed to be a focus on how we celebrate Sunday Mass. So, Chris, it's almost like you're five steps ahead of everybody else. So you're a young person, but you're focusing on what is the strategic pastoral plan goal for the following year. So I guess I should say thank you. And we're going to just talk a little bit more about how parishes can be engaging their teenagers and including them in Sunday Mass right after this break.
You are invited to an evening of remembrance and prayer on All Saints Day for all victims of childhood sexual abuse and their families. A Mass of Remembrance will be held on Tuesday, November 1st at 6 p.m. at Holy Family Church, 1080 West Roosevelt Road in Chicago. The Mass will be followed by a candlelight procession and vigil service in the Healing Garden next to Holy Family Church. For more information, contact the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office of Assistance Ministry at 312-534-8256. That's 312-534-8256.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Hi, welcome back. This is Nancy Palachek, and you are listening to the monthly radio show called Reflecting Christ's Light. And I have a young teenager right here in the studio with me who does reflect Christ's light. So, Chris, that's you. You're a junior in high school, and you have a leadership position with the Archdiocesan Pastoral Youth Council. So thanks for all that you do. This is just volunteer work. You don't get paid for this, right?
No.
No, that would be great, though,
it would.
If you could. But most of what we do in the church is volunteer, and we do it because we love God and we love the church. And so I would imagine that's why you're part of all of this, and probably because you feel pretty connected to your parish. What I want to know is, how can all parishes be a little bit more friendly and welcoming to teenagers? I don't know, do you have any advice for pastoral staffs listening out there today?
Probably just have a nice atmosphere at mm-hmm. a church, to be kind, mm-hmm. welcome maybe all the youth and adults that come into church, stay at the door, mm-hmm. like at the end of Sunday Mass, all our priests, they go up to the door and just shake hands mm-hmm. and are very nice and have a conversation.
Well, I know this was one of the subjects that the APYC talked about. Oh, I think it was 2 years ago when we did the Catholics Come Home effort in the Archdiocese. The APYC was talking about how parishes can be more welcoming. I think parishes can still do a little bit more to be welcoming to our teens and our young adults. Cookie, do you remember anything from that year of Catholics Come Home?
Well, yes. I think that the young people came up with, they wanted to be more involved in the liturgy. Mm-hmm. They wanted to, you know, be lectors and communion ministers, and they actually greeters and cantors and take part in the whole liturgy. So involving them more and having them more visible and giving them more of a leadership part or in the whole liturgy, I think attracts them more. And, you know, young people will attract other young people. So that's how you would fill your church. And, of course, affirming them for being there and thanking them and really reaching out to them by personal invitation.
Yeah. Chris, when you go to Polish Mass, do you see that there's that sense of welcome there?
For the most part, I do. I don't see too many young teenagers going over there, but if we had more than possibly other youth but want to come because they see that they aren't alone and it isn't just adults in there.
So you see that there's still room for improvement.
Yes.
Yeah. And when you go to Polish Mass, do you go with kids from the Polish school, or is it more of a... you know, larger community, intergenerational?
I go with my family every Sunday. So we just go every Sunday in the morning, and that's about it.
And what parish is it that has the Polish Mass that you attend? The name of the parish?
Five Holy Martyrs.
So you're at Five Holy Martyrs. Are there other parishes that have Polish Mass?
There are quite a few. I can't name them off the top of my head right now, but we aren't the only community with a Polish parish.
Okay, and there are English Masses also at Five Holy Martyrs?
Yes, there are English and Polish for the most part.
And I bet, Cookie, you know that there are places that have not just English and Polish, but Spanish Masses or other languages?
Yeah, Spanish, Lithuanian, you know, in Chinatown it's in Chinese. So it depends on the, you know, there's all kinds of, our Masses are full of, you know, variety of languages. But, you know, as far as the young people, it's you know, just affirming them, welcoming them, being there, making it, you know, young people, the music is really, you know, when you go to a Mass, it doesn't have to be just geared for young people. It could be for the whole community, but the music is just so much more engaging, a little more louder, a little more active, you know. And some of the African American parishes, even they have really live gospel, you know, live music. So I think that all of those kind of ways of attracting the young people to come and be part of it and praise God and their way of praising Him.
Well, this will be an interesting year to find out what it is that teens are looking for and what parishes are doing some great things in order to attract young people. Any other advice for parishes outside of, you know, making your liturgies a little bit more engaging and be more welcoming? I know one of the things that I've heard over and over again from young people is it just feels so great if the pastor knows my name so that when I walk in the doors, somebody calls me by name. But any other ideas that you might have on ways to get our young people a little bit more engaged in Mass?
I think it's just this year. I'm just thrilled that, you know, the Cardinal has put aside the year of the teen and young adult because it is highlighted, you know, and it's, you know, been out to the parishes that we have to really recognize our young people and affirm them and as they're there to know that they're there by name. How about you, Chris? What do you think?
I think pastors just need to be maybe a bit more energetic instead of you know, just reading on and people falling asleep. Or
well, you know, the other thing that I did hear, too, that it was one pastor who said, well, I'm starting to meet once a week with a group of young people to find out what they're interested in so that when I do my homilies, I have a sense that I'm speaking directly to them and their concerns. How does that sound like a good idea?
That is a fantastic idea. Maybe we should have all the pastors do something like that.
Well, Chris and Cookie, it's just been a pleasure to have you here. And thank you so much
thank
for
you,
attending
us. Thank you, Nance, for having us on the show. Thank you.